It's Mark Yardley. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jack.
You've had the tough gig of travelling around Ottawa over the last couple of weeks. Is Canada's big birthday in full swing?
Yes, it certainly is, Jack. And it's funny, I was thinking how, you know, on one hand, the French, they actually staked their claim to the country nearly 500 years ago. But Canada, as we know it, is only 150 years old. And it's that celebration of Confederation that is adding even more fuel to Canada's travel boom. The place is on fire, and we seem to be part of the craze because Air New Zealand has just announced its increasing flights to Vancouver because of the demand.
Yeah, that's exciting, isn't it? But Ottawa itself is a little further than Vancouver, of course. You've got to go up and then you've got to fly across. It's the Canadian capital. Is it a bit like Canberra?
I wondered ahead of coming here whether it was, but I'm pleased to report I think it's far better than Canberra, Jack. This has been my first fling with Ottawa, and I mean, like all good capitals, she's a wedding cake city, you know, lots of statement architecture.
Yeah.
But there's a really playful, gregarious spirit about Ottawa, and I've got some great inner city neighbourhoods like Wellington West and the Glebe. In fact, in the Glebe, there is this 24-hour bagel shop, which I reckon is Ottawa's answer to Queenstown's Ferd Burger. The place is always pulling a crowd. And I also came across something for cat people in the Glebe, Jack. They've got the shop Cats R Us, and oh my God, we are talking feline-friendly apparel, toys, candy. It's just totally kooky.
Did you check out Justin Trudeau's joint?
It is so impressive. The main parliamentary building is uncannily like the Dunedin Railway Station, but
really?
But even on a more austere, same sort of neo-Gothic styling, but more ostentatious, more flourishes, more gargoyles and whatnot. They do free guided tours through that main building, which they call Centre Block. And if you want to see Mr. Trudeau in action, in Canada, interestingly enough, they have question time every day of the week.
Wow.
So you just join the line and admission is very much on a first-come, first-served basis.
Oh, nice. Hey, tell us about the great chateau-like railway hotel.
Well, I'm a fanatic of historic hotels, Jack, and the Chateau Laurier is a cracker. It's, once again, very much French Gothic with turrets and towers. But the hotel doesn't mind if you take a wander inside, and the opulence is just unreal. And like a lot of Canada's other grand-scale hotels, they were built by train companies at the dawn of Wales' golden age over a century ago. What makes the Chateau Laurier particularly poignant is that the boss of the Great Trunk Railway never actually got to see the completed masterpiece he had commissioned because he died on the Titanic en route to the grand opening.
Oh,
isn't it amazing?
That is incredible. Oh, what a story. So what's good about the Rideau Canal?
Yes, well, right next to the chateau, this is the northern end of the Rideau Canal, which stretches for 200 kilometres. Apparently it's the oldest continuously used canal in North America, and it was actually the Duke of Wellington who commissioned it because he was neurotic about the Americans invading the new British colony. But the amazing thing, Jack, is in about 6 weeks' time, 8 kilometres of this canal in Ottawa transforms into the world's biggest ice skating rink.
Right.
And they've got, you know, little change stations and food kiosks all the way down, 8 kilometres of it. So that would be a spectacle in 6 weeks' time.
Bywood Market attracts the foodies. Did you try a beaver tail?
I couldn't resist. Have you sampled one of these, Jack?
No, I haven't. I would love to.
And it's very you, Jack. We are talking a huge sizzling slab of fried dough slathered in gooey chocolate and cinnamon. I mean, it is disgustingly good.
Yeah.
And the other big seller at the Bywood Market are Obama cookies. Now, this is really just a marketing gimmick, but they're worth a try. And they were made to celebrate Barack Obama's visit to the Market Bakery, I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago. So Moulin de Provence is the boulangerie you need to go to for an Obama cookie.
Mm, yeah, I'm into that. I think that sounds good to me. Any quirky attractions in Ottawa that took your fancy?
Well, something quite macabre, which I found quite gripping. Ottawa has got this massive underground nuclear bunker, and you can visit it. And it was built during the Cold War. It spans 4 floors underground, It was designed to house the Prime Minister and 300 officials in the event of a nuclear attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's also got a functioning radio studio, Jack, so you'd be sorted. Oh. And the Bank of Canada's main vault is there as well. So it's now a Cold War museum, but it's packed with, you know, some pretty chilling insights into just how grave Canada's concern was that Armageddon was coming. It is quite gripping.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you so much, Mike. You travel home safely, won't you? That's Mike Yardley for us, joining us from Canada this morning. And for all Mike's tips on Ottawa, just go to newstalkzb.co.nz/lifestyle.